PGP core group meeting that took place late last night, as far as the national capital is concerned. Back-to-back meetings in order to discuss the 13 states. And according to sources, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan was discussed, but it's Karnataka that will be coming up for discussion today. Raj Thackeray and Devendra Fadnavis met with Home Minister Amit Shah in the national capital. A late-night meeting was scheduled. This comes about at a time when the NDA seat sharing, as far as Maharashtra is concerned, that tussle continues. And it's a BJP's southern push that continues as well. And according to sources, PMK and BJP have struck a deal with 10 seats for PMK. And it's Prime Minister Modi and Ramadas, which will be sharing the stage. This is going to be at a rally that's going to be taking place. So after Coimbatore's roadshow yesterday, the Prime Minister is in Kerala today. Congress's election huddle with the CWC meeting that is going to be taking place this morning in order to finalize the manifesto. But later in the evening, Mallikarjun Kharge will be chairing that meeting, as far as the Congress party is concerned, their CEC meeting, in order to finalize the candidates as far as the next list is concerned. Supreme Court to hear petitions challenging the CAA. It will be a three-judge bench, including the Chief Justice of India, and they will be hearing 237 petitions against CAA. 20-year-old Indian student has been found dead in Boston. The parents are alleging that he was murdered. Well, this is the ninth Indian student to have been found dead in the United States this year itself. BJP that convened core committee meetings at the party headquarters in order to deliberate on potential candidates for various states for the Lok Sabha polls. And according to sources, the states that have been discussed include Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. What we're hearing is that Haryana and Gujarat was also discussed during those late-night meetings. There were back-to-back meetings that took place. In fact, 13 states are up for discussion. But what's coming up today is Karnataka. That's the crucial state that is going to be discussed by the BJP in its meeting today. Right, thank you so much, Vasudha, for getting us all those details. Of course, stay with us for our next story as well, and that is amid NDA seat-sharing tussle. There's a crucial meeting as far as Raj Thackeray and Devendra Fadnavis is concerned. They met with Amit Shah in the national capital again late at night. This meeting was taking place amid the Maharashtra seat-sharing talks that continue. I mean, we were expecting an announcement as far as Maharashtra is concerned yesterday itself, but there seems to be that delay as far as the seat-sharing formula is concerned. So Maharashtra's, of course, from what we are hearing is Raj Thackeray and the Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis, met with the Home Minister. And there's a strong buzz that MNS Chief Raj Thackeray is likely to join forces with the BJP's Shiv Sena. That's the Eknath Shinde-led alliance in the state ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. And all eyes on Maharashtra, because that key announcement that needs to be made as far as the seat-sharing formula is concerned. Moving on now, PMK announced that it would join the BJP-led NDA and fight the upcoming Lok Sabha polls in Tamil Nadu. Sources in PMK have said the decision was taken at a meeting that was chaired by the party founder and the president. While PMK has been offered 10 lakh, these are 10 Lok Sabha seats as well as one Rajya Sabha seat. Now, Dr. Anbu Mani is expected to share the stage with the Prime Minister at a public meeting that's going to be taking place today. Do remember, when it comes to the vote bank, as far as Tamil Nadu is concerned, PMK, remember, has 6% of the share. And it is also the Prime Minister's big push as far as Kerala is concerned. He's been there 6 times already, and of course that has translated in these announcements and also a part of those alliances. The Supreme Court today will hear a petition. These are petitions of 237 in number in all, concerning the Citizenship Amendment Act of 2019. The plea will be heard by a bench of Chief Justice of India, that is D.Y. Chandrachoor, along with two other justices. The CAA and the rules aim to grant citizenship to Hindus, Jains, Christians, Sikhs, Buddhists and Parsis who arrived in India on or before the 31st of December 2014 from Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan. The CAA amends Section 2 of the Citizenship Act of 1955, which defines illegal.